but we want to talk about it in some detail, and that is understanding the reality of your righteousness. I want to say it again. Understanding the reality of your righteousness. What does it mean to be righteous? Amen. If you open your Bible with us to Romans chapter 5, verse 17, and we will get started. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 5, 17 says, For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. What happened? By one man's offense, what happened? Death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall do what? Reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall do what? Reign in life. Reign in life. Life has its challenges. Death has been inserted in the earth realm among mankind. And man was, and many still is, separated from God. Hello? But the word says, for if one man's offense, death reign. Through one man, just one man's offense, death reign by one. Then he said much more. Much more what? They which receive the abundance of grace. They which receive what? The abundance of grace and the gifts of righteousness shall do what? Reign in life. If it ever was a time that the Bible talks about, and Jesus spoke about it, and Paul wrote it. And he said, in the last days, what? Perilous time would come. If there ever been perilous time, they're here now. Amen. And we can see people, hearts are happening in the heart of man, just like he said in the first 2 Timothy 3:1. And I want to just look at that for a moment, and we're going to talk about righteousness. He said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. What kind of time? Perilous times shall come. Men shall be what? Lovers of their own selves. Men shall be how? Lovers of them own selves. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemer. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. But you notice that our text says, for if by one man's offense, death reign. By one. Then it says what? Much more they which what? which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Amen. And then it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Notice what the text says here. For he has made him to be sin. Jesus first became what we were. Even though he did not commit any sin, but he became sin for us, that we might be made. Now notice two things here. Righteousness is what? A gift. Am I right? It says here that they which receive the abundance of grace and gift of righteousness. Notice in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that we might be made. Once we receive the gift, we are made righteous like him. It's a gift. You can't do anything to earn it. Many try to work their way to be accepted by the Lord, but this life, you need to understand, it's a gift from God. Righteousness is a gift. Look at what Isaiah says, what Jesus did. He became. Isaiah 53:6-7 says, now look what it says. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him what? The iniquity of us all. He did what? He laid on him. He did not do it. He didn't commit it, but it was put on him. And he became what we were. Hallelujah. Now listen. He was oppressed. Are you listening? He was oppressed. He was what? Afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before a shearer was dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Now look what he put on him. He was oppressed. Why was he oppressed? He was afflicted. Why was he afflicted? Yet he opened not his mouth. You know why? Verse 5 says what? Isaiah 55, back up to verse 5. But he was what? Wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for what? Our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. What was he doing? He was taken from us so we could become like him. I don't know if I have anybody listening. He took what we had.